From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Three engines up and burning. Three, two, one, and liftoff of Space Shuttle Discovery.
It's magical up here. I love looking back at the Earth. I love floating in zero gravity.
All IRA units have been ordered to dump arms. All volunteers have been instructed to assist the development of purely political and democratic programs through exclusively peaceful means.
Finally, after all the false dawns and dashed hopes, peace replaced war, politics replaces terror on the island of Ireland.
This research is promising, embryonic stem cell research as well as adult stem cell research. But it can be promoted, and now is the time to expand the president's policy. But it must be done in a way that is ethically considerate, that respects the dignity of human life.
He's a renowned physician. But, you know, physicians aren't right all the time, and they're not right on everything. And there's an ethical consideration here that I think I disagree with him on adamantly.
Our achievements so far this year show how much can be done when we come together to do what is right for the American people. When Congress returns in September, I will continue to work with the Republicans and Democrats to build on this good progress for all Americans.
If you're an Exxon lobbyist, a right-wing judge, or a White House leaker, then yes, this has been a productive session. But if you're a working family, struggling to afford health care, and looking for help from Republicans to Congress, you must be wondering whose side they're on.
Our goal is not to divide the labor movement, but to rebuild it so that working people once again can achieve the American dream. Today, we make the first step down that new road.
It's a grievous insult to all the unions that helped us and to the unions in this hall who came here to discuss and debate the difficult issues and make historic changes.